Bibles, please, and turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 5, the fifth psalm. We're going to look at verse number 12. Psalm 5 and verse number 12, a great passage of Scripture. The book of Psalms is the national hymn book for the nation of Israel. They actually put these psalms to melodies and they sang these psalms. Psalms are important in the lives of New Testament believers. The Apostle Paul said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Psalms will keep our hearts light and merry, and it'll keep us on track. We find that the Lord Jesus Christ, after His resurrection, He declared to the disciples all the things concerning Himself, as was written in the law, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning Him. The Psalms teach us about the Word of God. It teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we read Psalm 5, and we're going to go through this whole psalm, but I want you to notice verse number 12. It says, "For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous." Now let me repeat that. "For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Thou compass him as with a shield." Now I want you to notice that last part again, with favor. I hope and pray that you will determine with all of my strength, with all of our might, with all of my soul, I am going to walk in God's favor in my life. Amen? And it says here in verse number 12, "With favor thou compassest him as with a shield." Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before you, we are thankful for your word today. I pray, Lord, that our heart's desire today would be that you would compass us, to encircle us, to camp about us, Lord, that we might be able to have your hand of protection and guidance and peace in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you just guide and direct. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You know, I like to thank the Lord for his wonderful care. You are here today because God has watched over you. The only reason why I am here today is because divinely God has watched over me and kept me safe and preserved my life up until this day. If it was not for God, I'm sure I would not be alive today. There are many things that's happened in my past as I look back and I think, man, was that dumb. And I look back at my life and really, with all understanding and logic, I would think to myself, how in the world did I ever escape that? How in the world did I ever not come to my demise because of the situation that I was in? As a young child and even as a young adult, and even after I became a Christian, I'm thankful that the Lord watched after me. I can say, as the old song states, Jesus led me all the way. You know, it's a great comfort to the believer to understand that God watches over us and God protects us. You know, even children, the Bible talks about their angels do always behold the face of their Father which is in heaven, talking about guardian angels. You realize that I believe every person on the planet has an angel of God watching after them. I think sometimes those angels are probably sitting there shaking their head in disbelief as far as the things that we say and the things that we do. But He's there. They're there to protect us. And they're there to keep us. And we need to realize that during times of service to Him, He has watched over us and He's watched over me and He has protected me, has kept me safe, and He has given me blessings of joy and peace, realizing that He is there to watch over me. Amen? I remember a number of years ago when I got a phone call from a church member. He said, "Preacher," he said, "I've got a friend and he's drunk and he's got a gun and he's going to kill himself. I need to have you go over there with me right now." Now, you know, that's not a good combination. A Baptist preacher and a drunk that's got a gun. Amen. That's just not a good combination. You know, I'm glad that the Lord watched over me and kept me safe. A number of years ago, I got a phone call from a guy that had problems with crack cocaine. And he said, "Preacher," he says, "I need your help. I'm up here to St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church up off of Cherry Street in Toledo. And there's a drug dealer that's in my car. And unless I give him X amount of dollars, he's going to go ahead and shoot me." And I told him, I said, "You know," I says, "where's exactly you at?" And he told me where he was at. And I said, "I'll be there in about a half an hour." Brother John was at the church. I says, "Come on, we're going to go rescue a guy." Boy, was that dumb. Amen. And so I pulled up. Here he was, sitting inside of this guy's car. And, I come pulling in there with my suit and tie, jump out of the car and say, "You, get out of the car right now." And I reach for my pocket and pull out my Bible. It's a wonder he didn't reach for his gun and shoot me. You know, I'm glad that God watches over me, even in my stupidity. Amen. So I pull out my Bible and I begin witnessing to this guy. And I told him, I says, "If you ever bother this guy again, I'm going to pray the wrath of God comes down on you and lightning strikes you dead. You need to leave right now before all of a sudden the lightning comes." And he starts running across the parking lot. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad that God watches over us even in times of temporary insanity. What in the world was I thinking? Now, I want you to notice what it says in Psalm 5. Look at verse number 12 again. "For Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt Thou compass him as with a shield." He will compass us as with a shield. Psalm 5 verse 12 describes the shielded man. And I want you to consider tonight, or today, I want you to consider the thought of being shielded by God. Being protected. Being watched over. There are times in my life when I look back and I think through the building projects that we've gone through, the places that I've been serving God, the things that I've had to do in my life, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I should have been hurt or killed or maimed or something should have happened. But the bottom line was God watched after me and God protected me. And if you were honest with yourself, during times when you serve God, there are times when God has rescued you from a precarious situation and you have to say, you know what? It was God and God alone that did this in my life. What I want you to notice in Psalm 5 and verse number 12, I want you to notice what the Bible has to say about the shielded man. The shielded man. The man that God shields and the man that God protects. How many of you today would like to have God protect you and God shield you? Can I see your hand this morning? If you don't want that in your life, I think there's something wrong with you. I think everybody would want to be shielded and protected by God. Amen? And so, the Bible talks a lot about God watching over us and God shielding us. In Psalm 34, in verse number 7, it says this, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them." So the angel of the Lord encampeth. In other words, and that word encampeth means to make a tent or a dwelling about. So here is the Lord. He is surrounding us. He is encamping round about us, that psalm says. In Psalm 5 and verse number 12, it talks about He shields him. He encircles him is what that word shield means. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, it says, "Our God is a refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble." In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse number 20, David said to Solomon and his son, "Be strong and of a good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord thy God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." Now listen, as long as we are serving God, and as long as we are putting God first in our life, God will give you the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom and all of the material needs that you need in order to go ahead and serve God. Amen? God said to Solomon, look, you go ahead and you do it. You go ahead and build that temple. And you know what? My God, your God, is going to go ahead and make sure that He watches over and protects you and sustains you. I'm glad that we serve that type of God today. In 2 Kings chapter number 6 and verse number 17, Elisha was surrounded by the Syrian army. And Gehazi, his servant, came to him and said, Master, what shall I do? What shall we do? Because they saw all the host of Syrians that was encamped about them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man who was Gehazi. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was filled with horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And here the angel encamped about them. And the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord took care of the host of the Syrians, and Elisha never had to do anything. All he had to do was trust in God. I'm here to tell you, when you put your faith and trust in God, God can do so much more than what you can ever imagine or think. Amen? And it says in Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 22, Daniel was thrown down into the lion's den. The king thought, by morning, certainly, there wouldn't be anything left. The king hollered down at Daniel. He says, Daniel, is your God able to deliver you? Daniel responded to the king's delight, because the king did not want to throw him down there. But he had to keep his word. And it says in Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 22, Daniel said, My God has sent His angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. You know, Daniel was able to sustain the lion's den all because the Lord watched after him and God had a job for Daniel to do. We find in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 and verse number 18, Jesus said to his disciples, These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know what that says? As we are doing the work of God, God is going to equip us and God is going to watch over us and God is going to protect us. Amen? The Apostle Paul said this to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. I'm here to tell you, as long as God's got a work for us to do, God is going to sustain us, God is going to equip us, God is going to protect us. The thing of it is, are we doing what God wants us to do? Are we being involved in His service? Now, with all of that said, I want you to look at Psalm 5, and I want to give you real briefly, and I hope you'll take a piece of paper and a pencil and jot down 10 things. And I'm going to go quick, so you just go ahead, buckle your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride. Amen? So I want you to notice Psalm 5, and look at verse number 1. Here, this psalm describes the shielded man. What type of characteristics does the shielded man have? What type of characteristics does the man that God protects, the man that God sustains, the man that God watches over, what type of characteristics does he have? Because listen, as a child of God, I want to have those characteristics. Amen? I want to make sure that those things are present in my life, so therefore, He will watch over me, He will protect me, He will bless me with His presence. Amen? Number one, I want you to notice. It says, Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Number one, the shielded man, his meditation or meditations are on the Lord. What is it that you think about? What is it that you consume your mind with? Our meditation, our thoughts ought to be focused on the Lord. In Philippians 4:8, the Apostle Paul said, If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We ought to make sure that we are guided and directed, and our thoughts ought to be established. Amen. In Psalm 119, verse number 97, it says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Listen, if we will go ahead and if we want God's blessings on our life and we want to be shielded by God, you better make sure that your meditations are on God all the time. And all God's people said, amen. Number two, I want you to notice. Not only is the shielded man, his meditations are on the Lord. And let me give you another verse. In Psalm 1, verse number 1 and 2, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Listen, if we are going to be blessed by God, our meditation ought to be on God and his word day and night. "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Psalm 119, verse number 97. "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Number two. Are you writing this down? It'll be good. Hang it on your refrigerator, the place that's closest to your heart. All right? Look at verse number two. The psalmist says this, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray." The psalmist is crying out to God. And he describes him as my King and my God. A king reigns, and he reigns over his people. The king is supreme. God is supreme. And his subjects are subservient to him. The second thing about the man that is shielded, he is subservient to God. God first, me last. If we want to be blessed by God, and we want to have God's protection in our way, we need to make sure that we are subservient in heart and soul to my God and my King. In James 4:10 it says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." In 1 Peter 5:6 it says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." In Proverbs 16:18, that verse that Brother Don talked about this morning in his Sunday school, it says, "Pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction." And when we get proud and we get lifted up and we think that we really deserve something in life, you mark it down. We're getting to the place where God says, "Okay, you can have your own way. If you want to leave me out of your life, then you go ahead and reap the results of it." Listen, we ought to make sure if we are going to be a shielded man, I ought to go ahead and say, "You know what, Lord? I am going to be subservient to you in heart and soul. I'm going to humble myself before you. And whatever you want out of my life, that's fine with me." Amen? Number three. Look at verse 2 and 3. So number one, the shielded man, his meditations are on the Lord. He's subservient in heart and soul. And number three, he's prayerful. It says in the last part of verse number 3, "For unto thee will I pray." Verse 3 says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." The Bible tells us here that he is prayerful. The psalmist says in Psalm 55 in verse number 17, it says, "Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." In Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 1, it says that men ought always to pray and to faint not. The Apostle Paul told the church of Thessalonica that we ought to pray without ceasing. He said that to the Philippian church in chapter number 4 and verse number 6, it says in everything, it talks about how that we ought to give it to prayer. He is prayerful. Before your world starts crashing in on you, and before you have no place else to turn, maybe we ought to turn to God before all that stuff happens. Amen? Maybe we ought to go ahead and use our prayers as means of thanksgiving because He is with us and God has protected us and God has shielded us, instead of saying, oh no, you know what, I've walked in the way of the world and now the world is going ahead and unleashing its wrath upon me and now I have to cry out to God for help. Listen, as a child of God, you don't have to do that. As a child of God, you don't have to wait until all of a sudden the world is falling apart and saying, Lord, please help me and please save me, like Peter was doing as he was sinking in the water. It sure would have been a lot better if he would have stayed in the boat, amen? And so, listen, it'd be a lot better if you stayed in the ship where God originally designed for you to be. So number three, he's prayerful. A shielded man is prayerful. Listen, how much time do you spend in prayer? I hope you prayed for me this morning. If you haven't prayed for me this morning as I bring the Word of God, and you leave this place and you say, well, you know what, I didn't get anything out of the message, that's your fault. You didn't pray for me. Amen. You ought to go ahead and pray for your preacher before he delivers the Word of God and say, Lord, please give him a message from on high that will speak to my heart. And Lord, that people will hear the Word of God and be drawn to you. Listen, make sure you pray for your Sunday school teachers and pray for your pastor and pray for your associate pastor and pray for one another. Amen. You know, we've got a Wednesday night prayer list. If you will pray for those people on that prayer list every day, it will take you at least just calling off the names and saying a few words beside of every name. We've got a whole page. It'd take you at least 20 to 25 minutes to do that. And if we do that every day, that's just praying for the needs of others. What about praying and just having fellowship with God in prayer? Amen? You know, that's going to make us people of prayer. Those things are important. The shielded man is a man that prays. Not only that, the shielded man is one who is consistent with God. You know, someone once said, consistency, thou art a jewel. I prayed a long time ago when I got saved. I said, Lord, help me to be consistent. And by the grace of God, I've tried to be consistent. And over 28 years, I've been here for every service. Unless a few times I've been away on vacation. In that amount of time, I think maybe 5 or 6 times in 28 years, I've missed a service because I was sick. Every other service I've been at. Amen. In 28 years, I haven't missed a tithe. I haven't missed a tithe. In 28 years, I haven't missed giving to missions. In 28 years, I've continued to read my Bible and pray. You say, what are you saying? I'm just trying to be consistent. God blesses consistency. Now, maybe you haven't been as consistent in the past. Why not start today? Why not say, you know what, by the grace of God today, I'm going to start being consistent. I'm going to start walking with God. I'm going to start reading my Bible. I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start doing what God wants me to do. You know, the past is the past, but God's given me the future, and I'm going to go ahead and do what's right with God today. It says in verse number 3, in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer. He was consistent. God, help us to be consistent in our life. James chapter number 1, verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. You know, the consistent man will go ahead and endure the trials of life. And we need to make sure that we endure those things so that God's blessings are upon us. I want you to notice the next thing. Not only is he consistent, the shielded man. Look at the last part of verse 3. In the last part of verse 3 it says, the psalmist said, and will, what everybody? And look up. As the psalmist says, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to take these things, I'm going to give them to God. But as I do so, I'm going to look up. I'm going to lift mine eyes into the heavens. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth, it says in the book of Psalms. We need to make sure that we look up. This man was a man of faith. The shielded man is one who will live and he will conduct his life by faith. It says in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In Hebrews 11, 6 it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." You know, that verse helped me tremendously in the area of stewardship. When I come to the place and I realize what that verse really said, if I'm going to please God, I need to trust God by faith. And I remember when I was first saved, it took me a while before, about a year before I understood what tithing was all about. And I kept being challenged about it, and I looked at my bills and I said, there is no way I can take 10% out of my income and give it to the Lord and still make it. There's just no way I can do this. Financially, it is an impossibility. There is no way. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to put you to a test. If you're really true, then you go ahead and you prove me. You prove it to me. So I started tithing. About 2 weeks after I started tithing, I got a new job. It started paying me a buck and a half more an hour. Now, a buck and a half might not seem big today, but back in 1979, it was a big deal. It really was. I went from $5.20 an hour to $6.70 an hour, and that was starting pay. Say, $6? Man, McDonald's was paying 10 bucks an hour. Yeah, they're not worth it either. Amen? I'm telling you that right now. 10 bucks an hour to flip hamburgers? There's something wrong with that whole idea. You realize what that's going to do to the price of a Happy Meal? People aren't going to be happy anymore when they have to pay the price. But I'm here to tell you, listen, we ought to be a man of faith and look up. Look up. So I just trusted God. I said, Lord, here it is. I'm just going to go ahead and do what you want me to do. And you know what? God blessed. Amen. I haven't stopped. Right. In over 35 years, I haven't stopped. I'm here to tell you, the shielded man is the one who every day he walks by faith. He trusts God. He doesn't take things into his own hands. He trusts God for the outcome. He does what's right and trusts God. Look at verse number 4 through 6. "For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity." And that word iniquity just is in reference to those individuals who live a wicked, sinful life. Iniquity is a step above sin. It's a grievous sin. Now, look at that says. It says, "Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity." Doesn't the Bible say God is love? Doesn't it say that? Amen? God is love. But God also hates all the workers of iniquity. So people are practicing wicked things in their life. God's not going to be a shield to them. God is not going to be pleased with them. God is not going to protect them. Listen, life is too short and fragile not to have God's blessings and God's shield around us. Amen? I want you to notice, in verse 4 through 6, he is righteous and he understands that God is righteous. You see, the shielded man does not make up excuses for sinful behavior. The shielded man does not make up excuses saying, you know what, God understands it's not that big of a deal. A shielded man will say, you know what, God is right and I am wrong and this is sin and I was wrong and I did that which was wrong. A shielded man is righteous and understands that God is righteous. Look what it says in verse number 5. It says, "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man." He is a man that's righteous and understands that God is righteous. Know ye that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself? The Lord will hear when I call unto him, it says in Psalm 4, verse 3. We need to make sure that we not only have the righteousness of Christ imputed on our behalf, but we need to make sure that we live a godly and a righteous life. As a child of God, God has called us unto holiness and God has called us unto purity. And we need to make sure that we live a pure and a godly life. Amen? Look at verse 7. What about the shielded man? The shielded man, the protected man. It says, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." The shielded man, what is he? He's a church-going man. Well, I realize it was the temple back then. God doesn't use the temple today. God uses the church. That is what He's chosen to place His name at. Yep. You know, I hear all kinds of excuses why I don't come to church. One day, you'll have to tell that to God. And all of those excuses that people use when they tell them to God, you know what God's going to say? That's a pretty flimsy excuse. You know, we ought to make church a priority in our life. Amen? In Psalm 122, in verse number 1, it says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." It doesn't say I was mad. It doesn't say I was sad. Listen, the child of God ought to be glad. Hey, I have an opportunity to go to the house of God today to worship God and to hear about God. My kids can be taught the Word of God and they can draw to God. I can meet with other Christians and we can pray together. Listen, the house of God ought to be a happy place. Amen? It ought to be a place that we're excited about coming to and being involved in. Amen? I realize some people have rewrote that verse and they took the word glad out and put mad and sad in there, depending on what your version is. But the Bible says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." In Psalm 23 and verse number 6, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." How many of you like to have surely and goodness follow you? Amen? Now I want to give you a little bit of an illustration this morning, all right? Derek, can I use you? All right? And Chris, I want you to come up here for a minute, all right? And let's see, Michael, I want you to come up here, all right? Now, I want you guys are going to be following me, all right? Surely and goodness. Now, I'm not going to say which one's surely, all right? He's pointing at Chris, all right? So we're going to have surely and goodness following me. Now, I want you to come up here, and I want you to be in front of me. Now, I want you to look over, if you would please, in Psalm 34. Look at Psalm 34, and I want you to look at verse number 7. It says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them." So we have Michael, he just got saved a little bit ago, right? Yeah. Amen. But he's going to be the angel of the Lord today. Amen. And the angel of the Lord is going to encamp round about me. And so, now the word encamp means to circle. All right? And I'm going to move this out of the way so I don't knock it over. And so Michael is going to, he's going to be walking around me. All right? And I want you to, here, you can take my Bible and you can hold it up. Just in case the devil attacks, you can swat him with it. All right? And just hold it up. He's got the sword of the Lord. All right? So you start walking around me. And as I'm walking, Surely in goodness are going to be following me, and the angel of the Lord is going to be encamping round about me, amen, keeping the devil away from me. And here we find that the angel of the Lord, hurry up, you need to walk a little faster, amen. And he's walking around me. Surely in goodness is following me, and wherever I go, don't get behind me, son. All right? And you just keep on going. And you see, listen, regardless of where I go, the angel of the Lord is encamping round about me. Surely in goodness is following me. Listen, the child of God ought to be happy, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Listen, we need to understand that he is a churchgoer. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You cannot beat going to church. Amen? In Psalm 27, verse number 4, it says, "One thing I have a desire to the Lord that I will seek after." That I will seek after. What are you seeking after today? Amen? Well, I'm seeking after some gal or some guy, or I'm seeking after what I can get out of a relationship. Listen, we ought to seek after God, and we ought to seek after being in the house of God. Amen? Amen. One thing I have a desire to the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Listen, by the grace of God, I want to make sure, regardless of how many days I have left on earth, I want, every time the doors are open, I want to be in the house of God, that I might be able to see the hand of God working in the lives of God's people. He ought to be a churchgoer. The shielded man is one that separates the house of God unto himself and says, by the grace of God, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to look at, see what God has for me in my life. Look at Psalm 5, look at verse 8. The angel of the Lord lost my spot in the Bible. Psalm 5 and verse number 8. The psalmist says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because mine enemies make thy way straight before my face." The psalmist cries out and says, "Lord, lead me." You know what that tells me about the psalmist? He's needy. He is needy. He needs God. He needs the Lord to protect him and to guide him, to direct him. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Where would you be today if God has not led you? If your life was simply open to whatever you chose to do, wherever you wanted to go, whatever path that you wanted to take, if God was not in it at all, where would you be today? I'll tell you where you'd not be. You wouldn't be here today. Where would you be? The psalmist declared, "I am needy." And you know what the shielded man is? The shielded man has come to the place in his life where he says, "You know what? I need God." The shielded man has come to the place, as it says in John 15:7, it says, "For without me ye can do nothing." He's come to the place and says, "You know what, Lord? I cannot live, I cannot breathe, I cannot work, I cannot do anything without your help and without your strength. I need you in my life. I am a needy individual." The shielded man needs God. And he cries out to God and says, "Lead me, O Lord." Is that you today? Man, I cry out to God and I say, "Lord, I need you. I need you in my life." I told someone this past week, I said, "You know, every time I try to straighten something out, I make a mess out of it." I said, "I'm just going to pray and let God take care of things." And I told this individual, "You pray and you let God take care of things." God took care of things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He views himself as needy. Look at verse 11. Verse number 11, it says, "But let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." Now the psalmist says, you know what? Those individuals that are shielded by God, he starts instructing others in the ways of the Lord. So he is an instructive individual in the things of God, verse number 11. He instructs others in this verse. It says the trusting soul should rejoice in thee. The trusting soul should ever shout for joy. The lover of God, verse number 11, should be joyful in thee. Now, I'm not joyful if somebody runs into my car or in my truck and wrecks it. I'm not joyful if I go out to the Walmart parking lot and see that my car or my truck has been scratched by a wayward shopping cart, or some kid runs the shopping cart into the side of my truck, puts a big dent in it. I'm not happy about that. I don't think you'd be happy about it if somebody did that. Amen? But I tell you what, those that love God, we can be joyful in God. And by the way, that truck and that car is only going to last a few years anyway. And when it wears out, go see Brother Jerry. He'll sell you a new one. Amen? Amen, Brother Jerry? He'll get you a Cadillac if you want one. Amen? He's instructive. The last thing, I'll close. Look what it says. Verse 12. For thou, Lord. Notice the spelling on Lord, all caps, in reference to Jehovah God, the one who keepeth covenant, the one who promises and never breaks his promise. It's as good as done because God said it. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. That tells me that, number one, you need to be saved and have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ on you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17, that He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. I become righteous in God's sight through the person of Jesus Christ, because all of my own righteousness is unto God but filthy rags, according to Isaiah 64:6. I need to have the righteousness of God. That happens when you get saved. And then I need to have practical righteousness in my life, living for God. Psalm 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. The shielded man, verse number 12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass. Encircle. Just like the angel of the Lord encampeth. Same idea. In verse 12, with favor. You know, it's great to have favor with people. It's greater to have favor with God. Amen. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, to encircle. That tells us this. The shielded man is one who has God's presence, who has God's protection, who has God's peace. Because of that, we ought to shout for joy. Because of that, we ought to have peace in the midst of the storm. Divine protection starts with biblical salvation. Are you a shielded man? Are you a shielded woman? Do you live and walk every day thanking God for His watchful care? Today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you ought to get saved. Amen. That you might have the peace and the joy in your heart that God has desired for you. And if you are saved, you ought to find a place at the altar today and say, thank God. Thank you, Lord, for shielding me and protecting me. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Let's bow for prayer. The shielded man. Proverbs chapter 10, and I think it's verse 22, says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It's a wonderful thing to serve God. There's never any regrets when you serve God. Oh, if you serve yourself or you serve the flesh, you'll have all kinds of them. But if you'll serve God, there won't be any problems. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that you'd bless us. I pray, Lord, that you'd have us, Lord, to live such a life that you would shield us, protect us, guide us and direct us. As your word cried out there in verse 8, lead me, O Lord, I pray that that would be our prayer today. And Lord, I pray if there's someone that's lost, I pray, Lord, that today that they would come to know you as their Savior. Guide and direct. Bless this invitation, we ask it in Christ's name.